thing I wanted to share briefly from Deuteronomy 29:29. Many of you could recite it by heart, but let me just read it for you. It says this: "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." We hate secrets and mysteries, don't we? If we see someone whisper something in someone else's ear, we feel like we just must know what is being said. When you were a child, you probably heard another kid say, "I have a secret that you don't know," and it drove you crazy. If there's any sort of secret thing going on, there's just something in us that starts to obsessively want to know what's going on. We want to know everything. We get frustrated when we don't know how something works, or we get frustrated when we feel like we should know everything about the world around us. Just look around in creation right now and you realize that there's a vast amount of things that you don't fully know or understand. Here's one more thing that gets under your skin. We can't stand unsolved crimes or mysterious events. For a stretch of time, I was watching a show about unsolved mysteries, and I loved it, but I hated it at the same time. I loved it because it was so interesting to hear about mysterious events, but I hated it because in the end, I had no idea who did it or what exactly happened. We want to know exactly how and why something has happened. We search for all the available information. We even entertain various theories, and in the end, there's something in us that longs to know the exact truth of what went down and why. This desire to know everything and dissatisfaction with mystery carries over into the things of the Lord. We want to know the secret things of God. This is why the end times, the sovereignty of God and salvation and other topics are so obsessed over by some, is because they want to solve the mystery. Finally, to have 100% knowledge of everything that's going to happen in the end times, or 100% knowledge of how God's sovereignty and human responsibility work together. Yet amidst all this, Deuteronomy 29:29 tells us something very important. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. So according to this passage, we see that there are secret things of God that we are not accountable to. This verse tells us that there are secret, hidden, concealed things of God. We don't know them, and that's okay, for they are secret things of God. But here's the thing, is we don't like this, right? We get frustrated and annoyed that there are secret things of God that we don't fully understand. And for some people, this mystery actually causes them to walk away from the Lord altogether. Because they think, "Lord, look, we can't fully know how this all works, so it must not be true." For some, it's some deep theological mystery. For others, it's not knowing why something horrible happened in their life. They keep looking for the how and why, but because they never get an answer, it turns them away from the Lord in frustration. Sadly, they end up thinking that God is not good. For how could this not make sense? How could it work that way? Or how could he just not show me why this happened? Yet by doing this, they are acting like they deserve to know everything that God knows. They're acting entitled to every speck of information in the universe and expecting God to tell them every single thing, or else he's just this mean bully. But that's not how it works. He is God and we are not. This verse grounds us. It reminds us of that very truth. This verse is showing us that we must be content with some mystery in life. We will not fully understand everything because there are some things that only God knows. As Isaiah 55:8-9 makes clear, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So he is so much higher than us in all ways, so we must bow the knee and say like Paul, "Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways." So every time you feel a little bit of frustration not knowing the things or ways of the Lord, remind yourself that the secret things belong to the Lord. Something that has greatly helped me in this regard is by allowing these mysteries to point me back to the glory of God. If there are certain things that we don't know and only he knows, it just highlights his glory and greatness. Since God can't fully be comprehended by us, it just reminds us that he is God and we are not. if he could be fully comprehended and his ways fully understood in every single degree, then he would no longer be God. But because his wisdom and knowledge and ways are so deep and unsearchable and inscrutable, then it just goes to show off his glory. And so in the face of the secret things of the Lord, our pride should flee and worship should take its place. Trust him. Leave the secret things of the Lord in his hands, for they belong to him. They are his to know and not ours. He has his reasons to keep them a mystery. So though we don't like it, there are secret things that only God knows. That means that right here, the word of God is telling us that there will be some mystery. So don't get discouraged about not knowing everything, but remember this truth. Don't let the secret things cause you to walk away, but to draw near to your great God in worship and adoration. Don't worry, God doesn't hold us accountable to know and obey these secret things, but he does hold us accountable to know and obey the things revealed to us. For we see in this verse, there are revealed things that we are accountable to. Think with me of how a parent sometimes works with their young child. A parent of a two-year-old doesn't share with them every single thing, but they tell them what the child needs to know in that moment. If you were struggling financially, had to cut back on some things, you wouldn't tell your two-year-old every single thing. You wouldn't burden a two-year-old by telling them that you have no money and you don't know how you'll make ends meet and you can't get certain snacks anymore. Instead, you'd probably just say, hey, buddy, we can't have those snacks right now. I'm sorry, but we'll be having dinner later. So in a somewhat similar way, God only tells us what we need to know to live for him rightly. He doesn't share every single thing, but he does share everything that we need to know. There are certain secret things, but there are also things that are revealed. These are things that are made clear to us. They are disclosed to us. They are uncovered for us by God. They are revealed to us, meaning it is truth that God must declare to us. We don't know these things by ourselves, but God must reveal them. We are dependent on God's revelation, not our inherent knowledge. You see, we aren't born into this world with all the knowledge of what we need to know in order to live rightly. Rather, God has to disclose to us what we need to know. And in great love and care, God gave us his written word. Meaning this, he doesn't leave us in darkness. Not everything in life is a secret thing. But there are truths revealed to us that we get to hear, understand, and comprehend. That God would allow us to know anything is astonishing, and yet he doesn't give us only small snippets of information. On the contrary, what do we see? We have these revealed things that we may do all the words of this law. The Lord has given us every single thing that we need to live for him. I like how Peter puts it, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. For some people, they see the Bible as a book just full of interesting facts. I remember as a kid, I loved the Guinness World Records books. And in those books, there were very cool and interesting facts and records. But we can't see the Bible that way. We can't just look at it and say, look at that interesting fact and move on. But rather, God has revealed to us what we need to know to live for him. It is these revealed things that we can know and are accountable to. They belong to us, and therefore we should know them. And so let me ask you, do you know God's revealed word? We should be in it more, reading it more, studying it more, hearing it proclaimed more. What's interesting is that some of us are more concerned with and spend more time on the secret, mysterious things of the Lord than we do in what's actually revealed to us. Some of us get so caught up in the unclear things to the detriment of the clear things. It's like someone who is so caught up in how a road is made that they don't ever learn how to drive on the road. May that never be said of us. May we not be all about the secret things that we don't even know the revealed things, but may we know and follow what has been revealed to us by God. Do you know the revealed things? You find what he has revealed in the scriptures, so dive deep and stay long. So the revealed things not only belong to us to know them, and we should know them, but to faithfully do them. We don't know these revealed things just to gain some knowledge and walk away. We don't know these things just to have for the sole purpose of being good at Bible trivia. Rather, we know them that we may live for the Lord. God desires for us to follow him and obey him and live for him as his people. And it is through God's revealed word, the Bible, that we learn how to do this. He's given us what we need. We aren't left floundering or wondering, but we are equipped with the knowledge through his word. So where do you go when you need to know how to live rightly? The world's ideas? Your own thoughts? Somewhere else? Just recently, I was watching a documentary, and a well-known pastor was on it, and he had a great moral failure, lost his position as a pastor, and a couple years have passed since then. He went to therapy, which he used to try to live better. But in the documentary, he stated something to the effect that there are certain things that prayer and Christ cannot help you with. And my eyes opened wide, for that's so wrong. He's looking to modern therapy for how to live and disregards the word of God, saying, they can't help me in this. But God is telling us here that his revealed word gives us what? What we need to live and obey him rightly. He gives us all that we need. The God of all knowledge and wisdom has disclosed to us exactly what he knows that we need to know. So we don't look to any substitutes because they fall short. We need the word. So will you go to it for everything for life and godliness? It is these precious revealed things that belong to us. And notice there in the verse, they not only belong to us, but they belong to us and our children forever. Have you ever played that matching game? You know, the one where you flip over the tiles and you try to find the matching pair of objects. You have to pay attention and try to memorize what tiles were there, what tiles were where, because you only have a short amount of time before the tiles flip back over. Thankfully, God's revealed truth isn't like that. He doesn't disclose the truth momentarily, flip it back over so it's concealed once again, but his revealed truth is given to us forever, meaning we have the word of God and it will not just disappear or be destroyed. God preserves his word for us so that maybe we may always know it. That means that we can keep going back to it and remind ourselves of what it says. We can memorize it and study it deeper, hold up our lives to it. Aren't you thankful for God's enduring word? We get to keep going back to the word, determined to know it more, follow it more faithfully. This verse is so needed for us. It helps us to be faithful to what God has told us, not just all of the mystery, not to be caught up in the mystery and the secrecy, in the secrets, but be faithful to what God has told us. For his Israel, here in Deuteronomy 29, this was sort of a covenant renewal going on. Moses had recounted all that the Lord had done for them in the past, and he called on them to be faithful to the covenant. They must remember the danger of turning away and the curses that come with that. And as they strive to follow and obey the Lord, they must fall back upon this truth. What God has revealed to them is what they need and are accountable to. So will they be faithful to the Lord, even amidst all the questions and secrets and mysteries of God's ways? And you know, that's the same for us. Will we be faithful to the Lord, even amidst all of the questions and secrets and mysteries of God's ways? We won't always know why or what God is up to, but will we be faithful to what has been revealed to us? Will we heed to what God has made known to us, or will we get entangled in the unknowns? Let's stop worrying and obsessing over the things that we don't know and start knowing and obeying the things that we do know. There are secret things of the Lord that we will not know and we are not accountable for. So don't concern yourself with them. Instead, rest in the revealed things of God. As Matthew Henry once wrote, "These things the Bible plainly reveals. Further than this, man cannot profitably go. By this light, he may live and die comfortably and be happy forever." We are given what we need to live for the Lord, be content, and joyously love and follow him, and we can rest in that. So how does God's sovereignty and human responsibility work together in all of its minute details? The secret things belong to the Lord. Why did that certain situation happen in your life? Know and heed what is revealed to you, not what's secret. When exactly will Christ come again? Don't obsess. Hold fast and obey what he has told you. Be faithful to the end. It's the revealed things that we look to and focus on. So get in his word. You won't regret it. One of the greatest things revealed to us in the Bible is the coming, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He came, died, and rose again for us so that we could be forgiven and receive eternal life. Do you know that revealed truth? Have you trusted in that gospel message? Knowing and believing that revealed truth changes your life for eternity. So let's keep reminding ourselves of that truth, going back to it and living in light of what Christ has done. Because if you think about it, the revealed truth of Jesus Christ and his work is worth infinitely more than a million secret things. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for this opportunity to open up your word even briefly this morning. Thank you so much that although there are secret things that we don't know, there are revealed things that we do know. Because you have revealed them to us for a purpose, that we may live for you. Thank you so much that in your love and care, you did reveal them to us so that we can follow you. We can know great things about you and your work, and help us to be faithful to what you have told us. In Christ's name, amen.